This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said a proposal from Hamas militants on a Gaza ceasefire for hostages and a deal certainly within the bounds of what is possible and expressed cautious optimism.
I would say the proposal that was put forward is certainly within the bounds of, in broad brushstrokes, within the bounds of the deal that we've been working on now for several months.
President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister Thursday while calling for new elections. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a tanker in the Red Sea, but the ship's crew was unharmed. It was the latest in the rebels' campaign against stripping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas. In the Gaza Strip, the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center initially reported the ship had been struck by a missile. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reporting. The United States and allies continue to warn Iran that major Western economies will pile new sanctions on Tehran if it moves forward with an emerging plan to provide ballistic missiles to Russia for its war with Ukraine. The Biden administration has raised alarms for months that Russia is seeking close-range ballistic missiles from Iran as Moscow struggles to replenish its dwindling supplies. The U.S. has yet to confirm missiles have moved from Iran to Russia, but U.S. and European officials are alarmed by public comments by Iranian officials suggesting a deal is imminent. Iran's U.N. mission said last month there are no legal restrictions to prevent it from making ballistic missile sales. Officials say a plan to create a transitional presidential council in Haiti is moving forward after a majority of the nation's parties and coalitions submitted the names of those charged with finding new leaders for the country.
Speaking from Vienna, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday addressed the process of selecting those who will pick the new leaders for Haiti.
A Haitian-led agreement was reached to move to a new transitional administration, a presidential council, one that would be inclusive, that would bring in all the major stakeholders, all the major parties, that would have responsibility for naming an interim prime minister, naming a national security council, an electoral commission, all with the objective of putting Haiti clearly on the path to elections and re-strengthening its democracy.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A federal judge has rejected a bid by Donald Trump to throw out his classified documents criminal case and appeared skeptical during hours of arguments of a separate effort to scuttle the prosecution ahead of the trial. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon issued a two-page order Thursday saying that though the Trump team had raised various arguments warranting serious consideration, a dismissal of charges was not merited. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.